Interpack. Industry gears up for digital change. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. The 24th of April 2026. Düsseldorf. Interpack in Düsseldorf will be presenting solutions for the circular economy, AI and automation from May 7 to 13. With around 2,800 exhibitors, the International Trade Fair will focus on innovative materials and efficient production processes. The global processing and packaging industry is looking forward to May. In less than 2 months, Interpack 2026 will open its doors. While the transformation of the industry through artificial intelligence and sustainable materials is gaining momentum, preparations for the International Summit from May 7 to 13 are in full swing in Düsseldorf. Around 2,800 exhibitors are already in the starting blocks. At a time when technological leaps and regulatory requirements are keeping the industry on tenterhooks, Interpack 2026 is positioning itself as a central signpost for the global economy. Under the key themes of AI, automation and innovative circular economy, the trade fair will bring together market leaders along the entire value chain next May. Interpack 2026 is more important than ever, emphasizes trade fair director Thomas Doss with a view to the current market situation. In view of the high demand for future skills and new material solutions, it is now time to set the strategic course for the coming years. The packaging of tomorrow will be largely determined by its material. With over 1,000 exhibitors, the packaging materials area will form the heart of the trade fair and, under the hot topic, innovative materials, will show how the balancing act between protective function and sustainability can be achieved. From highly developed plastics to fiber-based solutions and intelligent coatings, the industry will present the decisive answers to the pressing questions of the circular economy. Between growth and bureaucratic hurdles, the context for this year's meeting is complex. Despite geopolitical risks and uncertain supply chains, the forecasts for the core markets are stable to positive. The food and pharmaceutical sectors in particular are proving to be growth drivers. Food. Global sales of packaged food are expected to rise to 968 million tons by 2029, plus 11.1% compared to 2024. Pharma. A massive increase in production value of 24% is expected by 2029 based on the 2024 figures. At the same time, companies are struggling with rising raw material prices and an enormous amount of bureaucracy due to new regulations. Richard Clemens, managing director of the VDMA Food Processing and Packaging Machinery Association, therefore sees the trade fair as an essential source of inspiration. If you want to actively shape change, you not only need innovative technologies, but also a strategically smart focus. The who's who of the industry in 18 halls. The dimensions of Interpack underline its status as the world's leading trade fair. Around 2,800 companies from over 60 countries are expected in May. The hall planning shows a clear segmentation. Confectionery and baked goods, halls 1, 3, 4, industry giants will be flying the flag here. Pharmaceuticals and cosmetics, halls 15 to 17, market leaders present specialized portfolios. Food and industrial goods, halls 5, 6, 11 to 14. Heavyweights set standards in terms of efficiency and automation. Packaging and materials, halls 7 to 10. With around 1,000 exhibitors, this area is considered the world's most important trade fair for packaging materials. Digital services and travel planning in the final spurt. For visitors, the hot phase of trade fair planning has long since begun. The ticket store has been open since last fall, and the exhibitor database currently offers detailed insights into the profiles of the main exhibitors. This year, the trade fair company is offering an extended hotel service and digital planning tools such as the My Organizer and the Interpack app to help visitors plan their stay in Düsseldorf efficiently. The community will also remain networked outside of the trade fair days, via the Interpack magazine and the LinkedIn newsletter. Let's talk processing and packaging. Analyses and trends are already being continuously played out to prepare the industry for the intensive days in May. Plastics and flexible packaging. Despite the trend towards alternatives, plastics remain the dominant force in consumer goods packaging with a market share of 65%, as of 2024. In halls 9 and 10, companies will be demonstrating how sustainability and plastic can be combined. Ambra Stocco from Tagleaf Industries emphasizes the strategic orientation. Monomaterial PP films and material reduced variants underline our focus on recyclability. Intelligent concepts are also a priority for the Industrial and Logistics Division. Veit Enders from industry giant Schutz sees modern technology as the decisive key to closing material flows worldwide and combining economic efficiency with ecology. Paper, metal and glass grow despite tradition. The classic segments are developing at a highly dynamic pace, which is also evident at the leading trade fair. Paper and board, Hall 8A, with a global market share of around 16%, this segment is forecast to grow by a further 8% by 2029. Major players will be presenting their latest fiber-based solutions here. Metal, Hall 7A, demand for complete can production lines is increasing, particularly in the pet food sector. Ruedi Umbricht, COO of Sodronic AG, believes that steel cans have a clear advantage due to their carbon footprint. The market share of metal packaging currently stands at 12%. Glass, Hall 10, a timeless classic, glass holds an 8% share of retail sales. The Bundesverband Glasindustrie B provides information here on trends that promise further growth of 6% by 2029. Bio-based alternatives, the innovations in Hall 9. A special focus this year is on alternative materials. In Hall 9, specialists such as NatureWorks and Pacovis will be presenting pioneering innovations in the field of bio-based plastics. This development is closely linked to the hot topic of the trade fair. It is no longer just about the packaging itself, but about forward-looking design approaches that combine resource efficiency and functionality from the outset and implement them holistically. Tip: Material Tuesday, in the Spotlight Forum, for trade visitors who want to delve deeper into the subject matter, May 12, 2026 is a must-attend event. On this Interpack Tuesday, the topic of innovative materials will be the exclusive focus of the Interpack Spotlight Forum. Interested parties can already use the trade fair's online database to find out about the profiles of the more than 1,000 packaging exhibitors and plan their visit in advance.